Bill Daughtry on Afternoon Jazz on member-supported WBGO 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. If folks are listening over in Melbourne, Australia, they might hear somebody who is quite familiar joining us here in studio. One of the finalists for this year's Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition. It's Sunday at NJ PAC. We welcome Olivia Kendamo.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm even better now that you're here and we can talk. I mean, you know, we'll be meeting the finalists in the Vaughan competition all week long here on Afternoon Jazz, and we've had some past winners on here, and there have been some pretty notable names.
Yeah.
Cyril M.A., Jasmia Horn, Kiana Linnell, who won last year. Now, you told me you were there for that last year?
I was in the audience. I just arrived in New York. I'd moved a couple months before, and I was like, I really want to know what it's all about. So I went, and now I'm kind of pinching myself. I'm in it this time, so I get to watch it from the other side of the stage.
Well, which is kind of cool, I would imagine. I mean, last year, there were others we thought that would win, but one thing that really, 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 I think, won the judges over, Kiana's stage presence. When she came in, she just took over the room.
Oh, yeah. And she's funny. She's really funny.
Telling her life story. So tell us some of your story, Olivia. I mean, a native Australian, you came to New York some years ago, and now you're really a New Yorker, you know.
That's right. I turned up with my appropriate thermal clothing. It is 35 degrees outside for anyone who wanted to know that.
Not like home.
Not like home at all. It's much, much warmer. Much, much warmer where I'm from. All right, well, I guess, where do I start? I feel like I'm on a dating profile. I'm 26.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm a jazz vocalist. I just want to make good music.
And just love to sing.
Yeah.
And one of the five finalists. I mean, what was it like finding out that I'm in this thing this year? Oh, man.
I didn't believe it. I was just in shock. And like, I rang my mom and woke her up at like 3 in the morning. But I don't think it's going to feel real until I'm there. So this is kind of like step one of it starting to feel real.
Well, what's cool, and we're talking with Olivia Kendamo, native of Australia. Now she's a transplanted New Yorker. She's participating in this year's Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition. But we talked about some of the people who won. Some people who didn't win, but they're having very nice careers. Kate Kelsey Sugg, do you know Kate?
I do. She's a friend of mine.
She's, you know, she's on James Francis's new CD, and she sounds spectacular. But she was in this competition a few years ago. We can also look back at Camille Thurman, Cine E. I mean, there are Tiffany Austin.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who have participated, didn't necessarily win, but have gone in and done some nice things.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I guess. You know, going into a competition, it can feel like a sport, but this is different. This is music, and it's just about what makes people feel good, and it's all about what happens in that moment on that day. You know, it could be even the weather affects it. You know, it's different each time. So, I guess that's something I'm gonna try and remember when I'm freaking out at the competition.
I mean, come on, how much freaking out can you do? I mean, you've performed at Birdland. You've been here you've performed in New York City countless times. You're going overseas when you leave here. I mean, and not necessarily home. You're going to Liechtenstein.
I mean,
is it a thing where you just naturally get nervous going in every time you perform? Or?
You know what? I think it's more. What's really special? I'm going to say it's special. Not nerve-wracking, it's special. It's the fact that it's all in Sarah Vaughan's honor. That's a big deal. You know, I lived on the other side of the world. And, you know, we don't have that history within our reach. We don't have jazz as part of our traditional history. We don't have that. So coming here and being able to stand on a stage and honor someone I've studied and, like, worshipped, that's where it's different to other performances.
Olivia has an album out. As she says, boy, it's an old album. But hey, it's an album. It's a lot of standards. It's a great album. Keep your eye on Spring that you released back in 2015. But we're going to hear something right now that's a little bit more up to date.
All right.
Tell me about All of Me.
Sure. This one was recorded live at the Jazz Lab in Melbourne, which is one of my favorite little venues. And it's a duet with my friend and incredible bass player, Sam Anning, who was also the bass player for Surreal MA when he lived here in America. So there's a little New York tie for you.
See, all of me with Olivia Kindamo on WBGO.
Won't you take my lips? Oh, I never, never, never use them. I want to take my arms. I want to lose them. Your goodbyes, leave it with eyes that cry. How can I go on dear without you? Oh, you see, you did the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Why not take all?
It's all right to clap. Olivia Kindamo joining me here in WBGO. Olivia, one of the finalists for this year's 7th annual Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition, the Sassies, is this Sunday at NJ Pack. It's part of the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival, and we'll be meeting the finalists for the remainder of this week here on Afternoon Jazz at 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. We were talking earlier about some of the people who had an influence on your life in terms of as a vocalist, and you didn't say Sarah Vaughan, but you said somebody else who was just as big a name.
Yeah, I think for me it started with Ella Fitzgerald. You know, and like, I feel like I'm cheating on Sassy by saying that.
No, but when you walk home with the trophy, you'll be in good shape.
Oh, putting a lot of pressure on me. So Ella Fitzgerald was kind of my first. She was the first one that I was spellbound by her.
What was it?
It was her scatting. It's like, I want to do that. I want to hang with that. I want to be that cool. So I started to figure it out and started to learn. And now that's a part of my repertoire. And yeah, I think I owe that to Ella.
When did you know that, you know what, Olivia, you got something pretty good here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take that big leap of faith. When did you first know that there was something special about your voice?
Well, you're gonna laugh at this.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I played the clarinet for 10 years as a classical clarinetist. And I thought that was gonna be my thing. I thought that was my instrument, that was my voice. But 10 years later it just didn't feel right. And I got to university and I was going to study university on clarinet. And I just didn't feel right. And like the head of music asked me, he's like, well, what else do you do? And I was like, I sing. And he was like, right, you're re-auditioning on Thursday. You're going to come in as a vocalist. And that was it. And now I'm a singer.
Now, do you remember the first time you sang here in the States?
First time I sang?
Been here a long time now.
I was very fortunate. My first gig was at Birdland. That was my first gig on American turf.
And you've gone back several times.
Just once.
Well, you did have the tribute to Sassy,
yeah,
and Ella. And
yeah.
How was that? What did that feel like for you?
That felt incredible. You know, it's really special to be able to sing the music of your idols. So, yeah, I got to tribute Sarah Vaughan, Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Anita O'Day, mm-hmm, and Ella. Yeah.
So, Olivia Kindamo, tell me about the song we're about to hear. And this is from your album, Keep an Eye on Spring. It was released in 2015, but it's an album mainly of standards. There are some original things on there. We were talking about One Axis a little earlier. Maybe we'll close with that. But tell me about the classic, But Not For Me.
That's a song I really love. I wanted to have that on there. And it features my great friend James McCauley on the trombone.
But Not For Me, Olivia Kindamo. You can see Olivia in action
this Sunday.
NJ Pack. It's part of the T.D. Moody Jazz Festival, the 7th annual Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition. Who's going home with the Sassy? I don't know. Maybe we'll cast a vote for Olivia after you hear But Not For Me.
They're hiding somewhere. dreams of love, but not for me. Her lucky stars above, but not for me. We'd love to lead the way. I'll find more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool back then to get that.
Olivia Candamo, a member supported WBGO, joining me in studio. She is one of the finalists for this year's Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition. The competition is this Sunday at NJ PAC, and as we've mentioned, it's part of the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival. Have you gotten to see any of the other events in the festival this
Not
week?
Not yet, but I'm seeing Cecile's concert, which I'm really excited about.
You know, I love Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and her new album, The Window, with Sullivan Fortner. We played it a lot here at WBGO, and rightly so. I'm waiting for, and I like what she's doing. I love what she's doing, but I'm waiting for her to just stretch out just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
See, she stretches, I think she stretches pretty far on, is it Daggers? What's the full name of the album?
Yes.
I think there's a lot of stretching in that.
It's a two CD set.
Yeah.
And Dreams and Daggers, I believe it is. A large part of it is live, which is interesting. And I've seen her before at NJ PAC, but my favorite Cecile McLaurin-Salvant song is Jitterbug Waltz.
Right.
From her first album, Woman Child. And the only reason it's my favorite is because she plays the piano.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the hook for me. And, you know, I just love the way she, you know. But give me a self-assessment. I mean, the winner of this competition, of course, gets a record contract. Why has that eluded you to this point in your mind?
My self-assessment.
Look in the mirror.
I feel like you've just asked me what the meaning of life is. This is a difficult question.
That's good.
All right. So I guess as an artist, do you want me to look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm an improviser. Improvising is that's my happy place. That's the core of my musicianship comes from improvising and feeling free. That's where everything comes from. So whether it's, you know, even if I'm singing a standard that's got a, you know, a well-known melody, we sing it almost the same each time, but it's the freedom. That's what I like to participate in. So I guess that's a big part of my identity.
I mean, when I was listening to, as I said, But Not For Me, Secret Love was another song. It's like you kind of style these things, man. You changed them into what you wanted them to be. And I'm saying, how come we haven't heard from her more?
Thank you. I guess I'm terrible at keeping my personality hidden. So it comes out in my music. It comes out in my scatting, that's for sure.
Well, one of the books I like to read says, let your light shine, don't hide your light.
Yeah.
Always let it come out and always let it shine. So, a win on Sunday, taking home the sassy, taking home the contract, what would that mean to you?
It would mean so much. That would be like a really, really important moment in my American, you know, experience here. That would be probably very much so the top.
Now,
I think that would be a real big highlight.
At the beginning of our conversation, we called you a transplanted New Yorker. I know you're going back to Australia before the end of the year because you have a performance there.
I'm going back in February.
February.
So just after the New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Adelaide, I believe it is?
To Melbourne.
Melbourne.
To my hometown.
Oh, you're going back to the hometown.
Yes,
I am. Well, you know, the thing is, do you want to stay here or is there something in the back of your mind that I'm going back home one day? Maybe with all these gold records and
we'll see. I think, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and seeing what New York has to offer and seeing what I can offer it. And if we come to a mutual agreement, we'll see how long I stay.
Well, come check out the offerings of Olivia Candamo on Sunday at the Sarah Vaughan Vocal Competition at NJ PAC, part of the T.D. James Moody Jazz Festival. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I'll probably be in the audience. You won't see me, but
Well, if you're wearing the same red turtleneck, we can match
again.
Yeah,
we coordinated today.
Yeah,
good job out of
good.
You. I told you earlier I enjoyed listening to Axis. I think it's appropriate that we close with Axis. Olivia Kendamo on WBGO.